Based in Pittsburgh is the Saturday Light Brigade, and also based here is the Pittsburgh Girls Choir. I'm so glad we were able to coordinate with them this morning. Catherine Barnard is their director. We'll talk with her after this first song. Just to give you a sense of things, we have students here who range in age from 10 up to 14 or so, and they are from a wide variety of schools. Some are homeschooled. Some are from Waldorf School, Falk Laboratory School, Pittsburgh Urban Christian School, Colfax, and others, and also from lots of different neighborhoods: Fox Chapel, North Allegheny, Squirrel Hill, Bradford Woods, Lawrenceville, Morningside, and more. You'll get to meet them throughout the time here, but music brings a lot of people together, and together now with us, let's welcome the Pittsburgh Girls Choir. What a lovely song to open up with, the Pittsburgh Girls Choir. A beautiful arrangement. And let me turn to Catherine to learn more about what you just did. Hello.
Okay, this group of girls is VIA, which is our third level training choir. And the song we just did was by Andrea Ramsey. one of our favorite composers. And all of our music this year is by women composers. We're celebrating women.
That's terrific. And this is a training choir. They sound like they've been perfectly trained already.
Well, they're very, very hard workers.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, how many other ensembles are associated with Pittsburgh Girls Choir?
Well, there's a total of five. There's three training choirs, and then there's the top-level choir, which is Consensio. That's girls in 8th through 12th grade. And then there's a smaller pull-out group from Consensio called Chamber Choir.
And it's great to be singing songs of women composers. Are there similar organizations in other cities that bring girls together like this?
Yes. San Francisco, Philadelphia has a girls choir. Tucson, Arizona. There's lots of girls choirs, several in New York City.
Well, I'm happy to have you here today. There are 16 singers altogether, and we'll meet a few of them after the next selection. What will you be singing next?
We're singing Like a Singing Bird, and this actually, the composer is a man. It's Bob Chilcott, but the text is by Christina Rossetti.
Once again, here is the Pittsburgh Girls Choir.
Whose nest
Pittsburgh Girls Choir here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And now I'm going to ask you to pass the microphone along to several of our members so you can each have a chance to say hello. And why don't you each tell us your name, how old you are, the school you go to, or the community you live in. That's your choice. And then any shout-outs you might have. And we'll do, why don't we do maybe eight now, and then we'll do the other eight after the next song. What's your name?
Okay. Hi, my name is Elise, and I am 11 years old. I go to Peebles Elementary. And I really like this choir because it just brings us together, and, yeah, we just get to socialize with each other, too. And, yeah.
Great.
Hi, I'm Madison Patoka. I go to Aquinas Academy. I'm 11 years old. And, yeah, I love this choir. It's awesome. But, yeah, thanks.
Hi, I'm Clara Lord, and I'm homeschooled, and I'm 12 years old.
Hi, my name is Yu Yu Lee. I'm homeschooled, and I live in Squirrel Hill. I love this choir because it just brings me joy.
My name is Cindy Kong. I'm 12 years old. My school is Colfax. I like this choir because it teaches me how to sing.
Hi, my name is Metta Lloyd. I go to the Waldorf School of Pittsburgh. And what I like about this choir is, like, every single hard day of school, I come here on Tuesdays, and I just get to sing and have fun.
Hello, my name is Marika Moore. I'm 13 years old. I go to Pittsburgh Urban Christian School. And I love this choir because the second you get there, you don't really have to get used to it. You're just welcomed immediately.
I don't want to stop. Let's just talk to each of you. It's so good to hear all of you. Go ahead.
My name's Ailey, and I go to Trinity Christian School. And I love this choir because of all the friends and the music.
My name is Riley Marcissin, and I go to the Waldorf School of Pittsburgh. I'm 11. And what I love about this choir is that I get to make new friends, see new people, learn new music, and make new and get to know each other even if we're not in school together.
My name is Molly. I'm 14 years old. I'm homeschooled, and I like the choir because in the concerts I get to make beautiful music, and in the rehearsals I get to make friends. So yeah.
Hi, my name is Olivia. I'm 13 and I go to Falk, and I really love this choir because it builds community and friends and the songs.
Hello, my name is Orly Trumbull. I go to ECS, and I'm 10, and I like this choir because you get to sing with other people.
Hi, my name is Larkin. I go to Marshall Middle School, and I'm 14 years old, and I really like this choir because it brings us all together. Even though we're all so different, we all have one voice in our concerts and in our community.
Hi, my name is Tietia Wee, and I am the sister of Yu Yu Wee. I like this choir because, I am 12 years old, and I like this choir because my teacher, Miss Barnard, brings us joy together when we sing.
My name's Allie. I'm 12, and I'm cyber-schooled. The reason why I love this choir is even though you might not know all the girls really well, they're always there to help you, even Mrs. Barnard. Well, she's there for a reason, so...
Wonderful. It's so nice to meet all of you. And before your next song, could you tell me about who else is here? You've got an accompanist, yes. And I think somebody assisting you, too.
Yes, I have Jane Boyle as our pianist, and Mel Tickner has been my assistant ever since basically she graduated from the choir. So it's been many, many years. Mel and I have worked together since she was 12, and that was 18 years ago that we started. So you could do the math.
Now, what's your next selection?
Our next song is the Birds Courting Song. But actually, before we do that, I'd like to just invite anybody in the audience that's interested in trying out the choir. We have a camp this summer called Without Borders. You can go to our website and look that up. It's a great opportunity to spend a week making music, making friends, and seeing if this is the right thing for you.
And the website is pghchoralarts.com. pittsburghgirls.org.
It's Pittsburgh Girls Choir.
Oh,
actually.
Okay.
Pittsburgh Girls Choir.
Okay,
yes.
I've got a different one in front of me here. So it's simply Pittsburgh Girls Choir.
Just Google Pittsburgh Girls Choir and look for Without Borders. That's the name of our summer camp.
Excellent. Thank you. What's next?
The Birds Courting Song, which is an Appalachian folk song about a very sad, it's a very sad love story. And it's written by Christy, the arrangement is by Christy Carey Miller.
Pittsburgh Girls Choir, and you can learn more about them at their website. There are two more songs we're going to squeeze in, and what is the next one?
It is The Adventures of Isabel, also written by Andrea Ramsey, but the poetry is by Ogden Nash, and it's quite fun.
There, you've got, I knew it was going to be fun with Ogden Nash.
We have one more by Ogden Nash.
Oh, good. Yep. Well, here, nobody can hear you until you grab that.
It's Isabel and the Bear, the second movement of this two movement.
Oh, yes. And is this the second, or do you have one more song after this? I want to be sure.
We have one more song after that.
Okay, we should be able to fit it in. Okay, so why don't you go right? What is the last one?
The one after this will be Foggy Birthday Shuffle.
Okay, and while we have a moment, I just want to thank you all for being here today. You sound great. And the website is pittsburghgirlschoir.org for more information. So a little more from Ogden Nash, and then the final song you just heard Catherine mention. Thank you all for being here. It's our last chance to talk before you sing.
Isabel, glad to meet you. How do, Isabel?
fun music from the Pittsburgh Girls Choir. Kentucky Avenue School is coming up in just a moment. We're going to talk with students from Kentucky Avenue School. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Community Radio.
As a kid, I had two special days.